Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light, save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light, won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
You kind of work.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It must be the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we can rely on the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost would not lead us wrong. So it must be the Holy Ghost that's telling us to keep on going. Amen. So we just bless the Lord tonight and we give him glory and give him praise and give him honor for giving us another opportunity to bring forth this Blog Talk radio show again tonight. And it has been an awesome day, and we give God all the glory and all the praise for what he is doing in our lives. And we are learning to trust God with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding in all of our ways. We continue to acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct our pathway. So I'm just excited. We are excited to be here tonight to share with each and every one of you. We thank you all for tuning in because the lines are lit up tonight, and we just give God all the glory for each and every one of you who has took the time out of your busy schedule to come forth and be on this Blog Talk Radio, Turn on the Light broadcast on tonight. We are Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are from the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia. And it is located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge. And our leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, Bishop Lead Pastor Bishop Kevin Jones, and our worship arts leader is Zachary Osler. And we just give God glory for all of our leaders and everyone at the Light of the World. Now, if you don't have a church or you need to find a church home or whatever, please come on out to the Light of the World. We have 8 o'clock service, 9:45 Sunday school, and 10:30 regular, 10:45 regular service. So come on out and share with us. We'll be glad to have you. And any of those services, you will truly be blessed. It don't matter which one you come to. You will definitely be blessed by the word of God. Our Bishop Kevin be bringing forth the word. And I tell you, he shared with us now that we need to go deeper. And that is that we need to do some things that we have never done before. Amen. Allow the Lord to use us, not trying to do something on our own, but allow the Lord to use us to go deeper, and don't be in fear because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So I want to encourage each one of you tonight to go deeper. Go deeper in the Lord. Go deeper in the Lord. And I want you to know that we do have Bible study at 12 noon on Wednesdays, and also at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. So come on out and share with us. Our basketball team, Middle Madness, at the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center with Coach Stephen Butterfield, we are pretty much undefeated right now. And we want to just give praises out to our boys and our coaches for coming in and helping us to make sure our children are doing what they need to do. And it's just a blessing to have our children in basketball and sports and not somewhere doing things that they don't have any business doing. Amen. So we just give God glory and give him praise and honor. I want to introduce to you the man of God that is going to bring forth the word tonight. He is Minister Joseph Jones. From the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge. And we are always very honored to have him, he and his wife, Emily, to come forth and bring forth the word. We want you, Minister Jones, to press 1 on your phone, and we are going to bring him forth to bring forth the word on tonight. And we know that he have a word for us on tonight. So we just welcome you to just introduce your wife and anything else you want to share with us, and you can get on into the word. Amen. Minister Joseph Jones, you are now live on the air.
Good evening, Sister Butterfield. How you doing, Pastor Butterfield? We thank God again for this opportunity to be on this broadcast, and we thank God for you all for being obedient to God, for going forth in the work. And we just thank the Lord for this day because we know that it's because of him we are here and we have our being and we are in him. As Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we know that we can't do anything on our own. And I just thank you all for, again, taking out the time to hear a word. And it's not me that is sharing this word. I'm just asking God to use me as a yielding vessel to speak his word.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for you all. And I want to just get into the word tonight. It's something simple. It's a scripture that we all know. And it's coming from Psalms 37 and 25. And we thank God for your husband. I think he's still under the weather, and I think he's going around because my wife is a little under the weather. So we praise God for their health and their speedy return into full health. Amen. And,
yes,
and so the words of Psalms 35. Look at what the word says. Psalms 37 and 25 is where the scripture is coming from. It says, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for, again, this opportunity before your people, Lord, to speak a word of God to them of you. And, Lord, I ask you right now, God, that you remove all things out of the way, self, flesh, Lord, that you would take over, Lord, and let the Holy Spirit just lead and guide. Speak through me, O Lord, and use me as a yielding vessel, Lord God, that you will be pleased with the words that I use and use the words that you have given me to say to your people. Father God, we ask you to bless those that are listening tonight, Lord, and Father, bless those that didn't have a chance to get on the block tonight, Lord. We ask you to cover them and keep them. And Father, use us all, Lord, to be a user of this word, Lord, that we will share it with those that we come in contact with. And Father, that you will not be ashamed of us, and we'll glorify you at all times. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory. We thank you for who you are in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 37 and 25. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Now, that is a simple scripture, but I'm going to use for a title, My Testimony. And actually, this is all our testimony. See, we have to understand that there are times in our life that we're going to go from a young age to an older age. And I don't know about you, but when I was young, I thought I was going to stay young forever. You know, because my spirit was, you know, to have fun. And as a young person, we think about just having fun and having a good time and playing and eating candy and going on trips. And we don't think about getting old because that is not on our mindset, because we are young and we're vibrant and we can do all things. See, when you're young, you think you can do anything and everything. You know, I remember as a kid, my mom would be at home and my dad would be on the ship, and I would go outside and play from day to night. Go outside first thing in the morning after breakfast and shoot basketball, and then come in for lunch, and then go out and play softball, and then come home for dinner, and then go right back out, play touch football, because I thought I was invincible. I thought I was so young, I could just do this every day, all day, and every day. But as time goes on, life lets us know that we have to get older sometimes. And so I'm looking at the scripture, and it says, I have been young. See, that's a past tense. So at the youth, you know, we look at life in a different perspective because we had no responsibilities, and we didn't have the things on our minds that we do as we get older, and so we just had a good time. And you know, the old saying, we was young and dumb, and we did some stupid things. And you know, I laugh at myself because it seems like every time I do this talk radio with you, Pastor Butterfield, my brother called me and say, man, I didn't know you did that, because a lot of stuff I did, they didn't know, because I did it because I was young and I was dumb. And so because of the fact that God has changed my life, I have to go back and say to the people that was younger than me, older than me, and my same age, to tell them some of the things that I've done, it didn't work. See, when you're young, you don't have that experience that what people will tell you age will bring. And so a lot of times we did stuff that we didn't think that we could get caught by or would harm us. But see, God had his hand of protection over our lives, even though we didn't know it. And we did some things that God allowed us to get into, and then he blessed us to get out of it. And we thought that we did it on our own. But see, again, the Bible tells us that we do things unwillingly and unknowingly, but it's still sin. And so the word tells me, as on the natural side, being young, we did some foolish things that we should have done. But see, on the spiritual side, we have to understand that God has given us a new life. And so look at Corinthians 13 and 11. Talking about the four points we're going to use tonight is youth, old, yet, and nor. Youth or young, point one. The old or older, two, yet, Y-E-T, and the fourth, nor, N-O-R. And you can say, Brother Jones, how do you get all that out of that scripture? Well, just hold tight and I'll bring it to you. The youth and the young in 1 Corinthians 13, 11 says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, and I understood as a child. And guess what else I did? I thought as a child. Put a pin on that right there. See, when you're young, you don't have the mindset of an older person or a wiser person. And, you know, some people will say, yeah, you're wise in your years, you know, because you're young and you're vibrant. And like I said before, you did some things and you think you're invincible and you just had a good time. But see, the Bible lets us know that the word of God is true. And then sooner or later, when you come to the age of accountability, the Bible uses, as Christians use it as 12 years old. When you come into the age of accountability, we would understand that we know right from wrong, and God will use us when we get to understanding who he is. And so when you look at it, 12 is a number is for governmental perfection. And so Jesus had 12 apostles. You understand that the Bible uses 12 as the age of understanding to know who God is. And think about this. You got 12 months in the year, and you got 12, again, months in the year, and you have those things that God, 12 years to graduate from high school. And so 12 is a important number. But the importance of that is the true understanding who God is. And when we understand that, we can move forward in Christ. And so the Bible tells us that we are babes in Christ. When we are youth and young in the Lord, a lot of things we don't know. And so God is telling us that we have to be spiritual-minded, not carnal-minded. It tells us easily in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, verses 1 and 2. It says, and our brethren could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal. Why? Because we are youth in our mindset. Young in our mindset, because our mind is carnal. And he said, even as unto babes in Christ. And verse 2 said, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. Why? Because we were not able to handle it. The Bible said, for hereunto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. The Bible really tells us that we have to grow up in Christ. See, right now we're still young in the world on the natural side. And then when we come to Christ and be saved, we're still young in the spirit. And so God is teaching us how to grow up in him. And see, I don't know about y'all, but I did some crazy things when I was young. You know, I don't know about you, Sister Butterfield. You probably was a Christian when you came out the womb and you had a cross on your neck and a Bible in your hand. But I know I knew I was one of Satan's best friends because I did some crazy stuff. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I think somebody or everybody done this one time. God has protected me even in my youth. And I know that's why I can say I have been young, but now I'm old. And because at youth time, I know when I have put bread in the toaster and the bread got stuck in the toaster, I took a knife and tried to get the bread out and got electrocuted. See,
wow.
I know that one of the gods that kept me on this earth because he had something for me to do. And
that's
see,
right.
And when you get to the point where you know what you know, nobody can take it from you. And so I know I got in the car and got in that Z28 and excuse me, that Trans Am racing those cars down the interstate and could have had an accident. God said, no, not this time, because I was young and I didn't know no better. See, I know some of y'all got caught in some situations that you would dare not tell somebody about it. You know, and so God said, you know, because I had my hand on you and I knew where you were going to be at on January 25th of 2020, I had to keep my hands around you, a hands and a protection and a hedge of protection around your life. See, I'm Sister Butterfield, I know without a doubt out of my mind that I'm saved and God preserved me to get to this age so I can tell folks about the goodness of God because I know what he kept me from. Leaving the job and trying to drive 4 hours just to get to the club to make some money and almost get hit by a tractor trailer. You know nothing but God. And I thank the Lord for it because I know God has kept me. I know God has molded me and shaped me to be the man who I am today because I'm trying to reach folks and let them know what you are doing now is not going to last if it's not going the way you want. Excuse me, the way God wanted you to do it. And the Bible said nothing will last unless you go through him. And so we a lot of times we're trying to do stuff on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to the point where we're trying to make this work. And we keep going back to the drawing board, and it's coming up empty every time. Let me get to the old part. Because, see, one thing about a person that's young, they don't know no better. But it's a sad thing, excuse me, to be an old fool. The Bible says that we now we go into the age of being older. And we should have another mindset, and we learn some things, and we got a little bit wiser, and we got a little bit smarter. But see, sometimes we try to outsmart God, and we get to the point where we think we know more than God. You see, we grow up, and over time, our time brain changes, and so we don't think the way as we did as the young or the youth because we got a little more experience. My dad always told me, he said, the best teacher is experience. What I add to that, experience and time. Because a lot of times, time will let you know how things are going to turn out. See, the blessing of this scripture is that the Bible says, I have been young, and now I'm old. And that look at that, when I look at that scripture, that's telling me that the blessing is getting older because guess what? I'm still here. You know, I used to laugh at folks when, you know, when we was young, we would call people old. And then we didn't think about it that we were going to get old one day. But
right.
Again, because we were not youth, we would go around and call people. See, when I used to play basketball, and I was in, like, my teens and my 20s, and I get on the basketball court with these guys at 35 and 40, and I outrun them and run them circles around them, I call them old men. But guess what? I'm over 40 now. And I say, I laugh at myself because I look back at those days when I used to run circles around people because I had youth in me, and I would laugh because I would call them old. But guess what? I thank God now because God had to show me something. At 55 right now, I'm still playing basketball twice a week, running up down the court more than these young boys is, and they 19, they talking about they tired. I don't get it. But God had to check me on that. He said, it's not you, Jones. It's me in you who's allowed you to do that, and you can't take the glory for it. So I had to repent and understand every time when I talk to somebody who's younger than me and playing basketball and I'm keeping up with them and they ask me how I do it, I got to give God the glory.
That's
because
right.
I know it's not Jones, it's God in me. You think God cares about me playing basketball? No, he used that for me to have a tool and a way to talk to these young people and ask them, how in the world are you 55 and you still running up down the court with me and I'm 25 and I'm tired? Because, see, the mindset has changed. See, God has took me from the youth to the old and know that some things I can't do anymore. I can't stay up half the night. Shoot, I can't even stay up past 12 o'clock and go to work and I'm tired. You know, we get older, we go to bed early. Now, I ain't no 8 o'clock guy, but I know you need to get in bed about 10 or 11. But what I'm trying to say is when you get older, you should be getting wiser. And so the Bible tells us, look at Proverbs 1 and 5. The Bible says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. See, the problem is, when we are young, we don't want to listen to nobody. And as we get older, we understand that what God is trying to tell us is for our benefit. And a lot of times we don't get the word like we should, because we think we know everything. But as we get older, you know, God uses us, and he tells us, you know, hey, this ain't right. And we start listening a little more. And so we get to the point where we say, God, I can't do this no more. I can't do it on my own, because I know without you, I'm nothing.
That's
and
right.
So we get to the point where we lean on God even more, because now we're older. We know that time is winding down, and we look at the world, how the world is so set up that the people are being misled and not taught the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that because we're letting our children be raised by the television. Now, I'm talking to these young parents out here today. These young folks who think they got it going on because they got – and listen, Sister Butterfield, last night we had a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And these little girls was twins. They was no more than 3 years old. And
mm-hmm.
then it was their birthday. Guess what they had in their hand?
What?
They had two iPhones apiece. 3 years old.
Whoa.
And they was watching cartoons on the TV. See,
whoa.
When I was growing up, we watched TV, not the TV watching us. The TV was a babysitter.
Mm.
See, our parents made us go outside and play. Our parents
That's
made
right.
us play with other kids. And we had
right.
to learn these things. But see, these young parents now, they don't have time. Why? Because they have been taught by the older folk. And
mm-hmm.
so then we push them to the side, and we get a TV to them, and they've been raised by the TV, and everybody want to be a rapper, but nobody want to be a teacher. Everybody want to play basketball, but nobody want to be a doctor or a preacher. See, the thing is that what we're feeding our children is the wrong things, and we're feeding our children what the media and the world says is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I was young, but now I'm old. And I know that God has changed our lives because he let us see some things, and he let us know that we can't do it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the Bible tells us in Hebrews the fifth chapter, look at verses, fifth chapter, yes, 12 and 13. The Bible says, for when the time we ought to be teachers, so we ought to be teachers of our youth. Ye need
mm-hmm.
that one teach you again, because you ain't learned nothing. You
mm-hmm.
you just going one ear and going on the other. He says, which be the first particles, first pinnacle of principles of the oracle of God, and become such as have need of milk
mm-hmm.
and not of strong meat. See, what the Bible's saying here is that we need to feed you on the level that you can receive it. And you are a babe in Christ, or you in the world, we got to feed you milk because you can't handle the meat. You might choke
mm-hmm.
on it. And then the Bible
right.
says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful. You're still young. You don't understand because you don't have what it takes for God to use you. But then it says in the word of righteousness. That's what he's looking at. He said, "You milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness." He said, for he is a babe. And we're still young in Christ. You know, it's a shame when we get saved on Saturday night. Coming out of the
mm-hmm.
club, and Sunday morning we want to be preachers and pastors, because we ain't learned nothing yet. We think overnight
right.
God saved us, and we want to tell other people how to live. And see, even
mm-hmm.
in my own life, when I got saved back in 2004, I had a kind of rapid upbringing in the Word of God, because my father was a pastor, is a pastor and a preacher, and I had all that around me, you know. And so I grew up in the Word, but I didn't accept the Word. Because
mm-hmm.
I thought I had plenty of time because I was young. But now that I'm old, I know that I needed God. And again, in 2004, when I got saved, it was only a year and a half that I became a deacon. But don't
mm-hmm.
you know, it took me 7 years. After being a deacon 5 years, it took me another 7 years for God to mold me and shape me and guide me to call me into the ministry as a preacher. And so
mm-hmm.
what he was doing was he was taking me and saying, listen, I got to get some of this stuff out of you. And you can't do things the way, because I was still a babe in Christ. I had to learn. But see, when you get older and when you get seasoned, that's when you can get the meat. And God said, okay, now I can release you because now you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on now. There is a caveat to all that. You still can be into a point where God wants to use you, but you still can be hard-headed. See, you can be to the point where God can want to use you, but you don't want to study. Or you don't want to really get into the Word of God. And so sometimes God will sometimes hold the promotion back. And sometimes God will allow this not to happen because you're not ready. And I think because of me and the position I was in, God didn't want me to become a preacher because the church that I was in, they would have misused me. Because I was so in love with the Word of God, and still is, and I've been in a position where I would have got messed up. But God had his hands of protection around my life. And as soon, Pastor, I tell you, God's timing is impeccable. As soon as I left that church, the next week, the next Sunday, God said, now you can come a minister of the gospel. Because he knew if I became a preacher in that setting, where would I be today? And so that's why I like this scripture, because I said it's my testimony, but really it's all of our testimony. See, we were young, now we're old. But he said, now I like the way he wrote this, the writer wrote this, because he was really talking from a personal experience. He lets you know that it's like four stages of his life in here. And he lets you know by saying, I have been young. He let you know that was past tense. He said, now that I'm old, he said, watch this. This is the third point, yet. Underline that word, yet. See, he said, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. See, the writer is really saying, all of my life, I have not seen the righteous or the saved or the true believers not being blessed.
That's
now, I don't know about you, but that's a blessing to me. He said, yet. He said, yet. He said, hold on, wait a minute. He said, yet. I ain't never seen this happen before. He said, because the people of God and the people that love God will be blessed regardless. You know, they talk about depression and all that stuff. You know, that was the best time for Christians to shine. People jumping out of windows because they lost $1,000. Shoot, we lose $100 a day. We ain't jumping out of windows, but we ain't mad about it. But we understand that it's just money, and they lose their lives over millions of dollars, and going and killing themselves. And so my dad used to say, you know, when black folks back in the days in slavery, when we had nothing and we had nothing but God, we was faithful to God. But soon we got the chance to learn how to read and write. And we went to school and got a couple of letters behind our name, D.D. and all these other things. You know, God is saying we are more than just that. And at the same time, we have to understand that if God has given us all these things to possess, and we get the mindset that we don't have to give God the glory. But I'm telling you now, just wait on the Lord and see what he'll do for you in your life. See, the writer said, yes. He's really saying, yes, I ain't never seen God forsake his people.
That's
right. See, we turn that yet into a yes, because we say, yes, God will provide. He's our provider. He's our Jehovah, our provider, and he's our all in all. See, anything that we need in God, he has it for us. But we have to get to the point of being young and dumb, and get to the part of being older and mature in Christ. See, really, the writer was telling us that we was young in Christ as babes, and as we got older, we got matured in the Spirit of God. And so now we at the point of the yet. And see, I don't like the words when people put in these songs, God have not forsaken me yet, at the end of it, because that's saying we're looking for him to do not what he said he'd do. Or we're doubting God. He haven't failed me yet. I ain't using that. I put the yet in front and not on the back. Yet haven't seen God not forsaking me. Not forsaking me yet. Because that means I'm telling God that I don't trust you. And so even though we don't see all the things come to fruition right now, yet will I wait on him. See, a lot of times we got to understand the words that we speak out of our mouth The Lord is saying, okay, I'm going to bless you by the words you use. So I know I'm blessed because when you was out there doing all those crazy things and God never let you go and had you in his arms and had you protected. See, we know that if everybody would take the time and look back over their life and see the things that God had protected them from and look at themselves now, you can say, oh, I know that one but God. I was in a raid one night. The policeman came in looking for some dude that is supposed to be in a drug dealer and kill somebody, and I could have got shot up in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I know God had his hand around my life because he knew Bud Jones won't be speak the word one day. And see, a lot of times these young folks got the wrong message, and we're giving them the wrong message. He said, we're telling them that they can do all these things and yet be who they want to be. But I'm here to tell you, if you don't have God in your life, all you're doing is wasting time. Because God wants, what he really wants to do is bless you beyond measure. See, the Bible said he could do exceedingly and above all that we ask or think. God already knows what we need before we even get there, before we even ask about it. See, our future was already planned before we was in our parents' womb. And so we know that if we give God our life, he will fix that thing. And see, so we got to understand that the Bible says that never forsaken. But the key word here was righteous. Are you righteous? Are you rightly in the word of God? Are you right standing with him? See, when you are in those standings, you won't be forsaken. God will provide. And I get to the fourth point. The fourth point is when he says, now look here. When you get to the cake, you eat good. But when you get icing on top of it, oh, how sweet it is. And so he said, the rice is forsaken. Then he said, nor. The nor means no. He said, no, his seed begging bread. See, I took the word nor because he said, nor his seed begging bread, meaning, in other words, the children, his descendants, would never go in lack. Or you could take that no and just take the R off and just lose no. No, his children would not be begging bread or his be in lack. See, a lot of times we understand that things happen in our lives. And we always want to run to God and pout and cry tomorrow. God, why me? And hi, why we couldn't do this? And why did it happen? God said, why not? He said, I want to use you because you can be a witness to somebody else. And so a lot of times we think that God is punishing us. God ain't mad at us. God ain't walking around here with a table of get back and a list of what he want to do to us because we missed church one Sunday. No, because he is saying that I am who I am regardless of who you are. As Bishop Jones always say, God is faithful to us even when we're not faithful to him. And so the no is saying to me that God will never leave us nor forsake us. God is always there, and he's waiting for us to come to him in a time of need. And not only just when a time of need, but just come to him in praise and worship. And just let God know that, hey, I thank you, Lord, for protecting me when I was out there on that football field. And I was out there in the military in Afghanistan, and you didn't let no bullet hit me or a bomb go off around me. Or I didn't get hit by a bus. I don't know about y'all, but I've seen some stuff. And I've been around some places and been around some folks where I shouldn't be here right now. But I thank God I knew he had his hands on me. And see, if you know that you know that you know that God has a plan for your life, you can always have a song in your heart. You always got a word of encouragement. And see, people ask me, Jones, why you smile so much? And I tell them, when I think about the goodness of God and all he's done for me, I can't do nothing but give him glory. When I was on that bicycle 18 blocks away from my house going to see a little knotty haired girl and got thrown off the bike and the dude took my bike, I could have got thrown in the street, got hit by a car. But God had his hands on me. And so that's why I say this is my testimony. This should be your testimony because the Bible is saying not only to me, but he's saying to everybody. He said, I have been young, but now I'm old. I've gotten older because I've been blessed because I'm still living. And then he says, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is he begging bread.
Mm-hmm.
If we understand
mm-hmm.
the scripture, we mm-hmm. understand that our descendants and our children will be blessed because of who we are. But we have to teach them as well as the word was taught to us. Look at Proverbs 13 and 22. Look what it says here. It says, Proverbs 13 and 22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. See, doesn't mean, though, that his seed is not going to be begging bread because he's given them enough for the children and the grandchildren. And we should be looking out for the great-grandchildren and even more down the line. And it says also that he said, and the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't use no just for men, but I'm the just in Christ. And see, I know what? He saved me in just the nick of time because I know I was going down the wrong way. And I know he used me because he had a plan for my life. And a lot of times we think that we have plans for our own lives. We think that God is not hearing our prayers. He already knows what we're going to ask, and he already knows what we're going to do before we even do it. And a lot of times we get the mistake of thinking that we are in control. But God is telling us that if we allow him to use us and if we allow him to speak through us, we'll be a blessing not only to ourselves and our children, our grandchildren, even our great-grandchildren. You know, one thing I love about older people, one thing I love about older people is because they have wisdom. That's why before I got saved, I love my parents. But I would never, Sister Butterfield, I would never come around my mom and dad all the time because I knew the life I was living and my dad would preach to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I thank God now for every time I get a chance, I can sit and talk to my father and how sweet the conversation is because I'm on the same level that he's on. Because I love the Lord. And I know he saved me. And he pulled me out of the hands of Satan because I should have been dead and gone. And so I'm telling folks tonight, the life that you're living, if you're not living for Christ, you're just wasting time. And a lot of things that you think we should be doing, we ain't doing because we don't think we are not qualified. But see, when God calls you, he qualifies you. And see, when he qualifies you, he'll send you where he needs to send you. And he'll speak through you. And even though you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and give you those words. And so, like Mother Wings, I love sitting talking to her. And her and my dad, they make me laugh because they will tell you some good stuff, make you laugh at the same time, but it's all wrapped around the Spirit of God. And they teach you those things. So that's why I love the older, because they've seen some things. They're loving. And see, the one thing I don't like is the older, bitter person. See, as we get older, we shouldn't get bitter. We should get better. And if we do that, we can teach them. See, that's why the younger folks don't want to mess with us. Sister Butterfield, can I be real about this thing? The older people know that they had a life that they lived was not godly all the time. Mm-hmm. And so they can speak to people and tell them, hey, listen, I used to do the same thing you did, but look what happened. I ain't getting no further than the front door because God sent me back. And so now we can tell young folks, see, I can go talk to these young guys now because that's why God allows me to use basketball because he knows that that's one of the areas I like and love, but not more love than in him. And so I have to remind myself, as I said today in the men's prayer breakfast, God allowed me to use basketball, but don't let that be the main thing. Let the main thing be the main thing, which is Jesus Christ. But you're using that tool and avenue to get those young folks' attention and talk to them about Christ. And let me tell you something, Sister Butterfield, Brother Butterfield, let me tell you something. If we be real about it, we won't be two shakes away from going to hell ourselves. If God is doing what he did for our lives, where would we be at right now?
That's right.
So we need to tell the young folks, I want a drunk, but I was a garden tool. And you can figure that out for yourself. I didn't sell drugs, but I smoked a little weed. You know, the things I'd done, I did it because I didn't know no better, and I was trying to be like the world. But I can say I can truly say that God allowed me to use those little things to tell other folks, hey, bro, all that junk you doing, and all that stuff you trying to do and who you try to be, that ain't who God called you to be. Mm-hmm. You be real with these young folks. And this is the other thing. This is the real thing. If we walk what we talk, they will mm-hmm. see the light in us. See,
that's
we
right.
can't tell them that we need to mm-hmm. be married and sustain from sex until we get married and we got a wife and a girlfriend and a boo
mm-hmm.
on the other side of town.
My
see,
Lord.
They watching our life, and they know a real man or woman of God when they see one.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't have to walk around with a chain around our neck and say, I love the Lord. And a
mm-hmm.
sign on our back said, Jesus, save me. And
mm-hmm.
every time we turn around, we got the book in our hand reading the word of God. No. All we got to do is live a life before the people. And they
That's
will
right.
come to you and say, oh, my goodness, I did not know. Or what is it about you that has make you different from everybody else? And that's when you can go into witness. You don't have to walk in the door and say, praise the Lord, everybody, turn your Bibles to. No, all you got to do is come in and speak every morning. All you got to do is have a smile on your face. People going to say, hey, what is it about you is different from everybody else? And so in my closing, all I want to do is encourage people today that this is your testimony. I've been young, but now I'm old. And yet have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread, because God has his hands on you. And if he has his hands on you, you will be truly blessed. And if you just realize that it's God's plan and his purpose is why he's using you, then we will get out of the way and let God get in the way. All I'm saying tonight, y'all, is that be encouraged, because the world needs some folks to stand up and tell these people, thus say the Lord. We ain't got to go to school and get PhDs behind our name and learn how to use $500 words. All we need is to know how to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank God for you. And save these young people. Because these young folks need some help.
They
I ain't never
it.
Seen so much suicide, drug abuse, and young pregnancy in my life growing up. We heard of it, but we haven't seen as much as we've seen now. And that lets you know the times are drawing near. So those who listen tonight, I thank God for you. I thank God for allowing you to take this time out to sit with us and get a word of God. I hope this is encouraging you tonight. And like I said before, let God use you, because you're going to get old. As long as you're living, that's a blessing. But use this time to help someone else come to Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome word. Thank you, Minister Jones. That was an awesome word. And I'm just encouraged tonight, because the thing that you are trying to convey is that we got to walk the walk. Whatever we talking, we got to walk that. And that is what the young people are looking for. They don't want to be looking at the shaky person. Saying they're men and women of God, but yet and still they're doing the same thing they're doing. Then now they ain't got nothing to follow. So I just really appreciate this word, and I know that those out there in Radio Land, I know that you all have been blessed by this word on tonight. It truly has been an awesome, awesome word and an eye-opener to us, that we got to live this word, whatever God has, the standard that God has set. And as we, when we are young, our little brains has not matured enough to really know what we should be doing. We know right from wrong, but still, we can't really do the way that we would do after we have gotten old and went through some experiences and everything and learned who God is. So it is very important that we know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above anything that we could even ask or think about. And so as we think about young and then being older and then nor. You don't have to be begging for anything if you are a child of God. And even when you are young and you under the auspice of your parents or whatever, they have you covered. But then, like 12 years old or whatever, we really need to know the Lord for ourselves as we mature from there. So I just bless the Lord tonight. And I, before we open up the lines, I want you for a short minute to talk a little bit about the inheritance because that we leave into our children, because sometimes we just think that's money. But when you
right.
are sharing this word tonight, it's more than money. It's a legacy of righteousness. It's a legacy. And a lot of times we are so, we as children of our foreparents are so caught in these, you know, the things that have us bound, generations. And so what God wanted, that inheritance is also, besides money, is a legacy of love and a legacy of righteousness that God wants his children and his children's children to inherit from them. So talk to us a little bit about that.
See, the inheritance God really wants us to have is called eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
that inheritance is being brought down. The Bible tells us that he told us in Joshua, Deuteronomy, he said, teach your children this word when they wake up, when they lay down, when they go out, when
mm-hmm.
they come in. He said, in other words, give it to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to understand that if we are smart enough to feed our
mm-hmm.
children with natural food, we
uh-huh.
should be saved and feed our children spiritual food.
Right,
so my dad
right.
used to tell me all the time, if I'm smart enough to take care of you, you should be smart enough to listen to me. And so we get these things mixed up. And so God is not just, yeah, right, Sister Butterfield, you said it right. It's not about money and legacy and your last name. But we should understand that God did these things that we would be a blessing to someone else. You know what? Let me tell you something. Archbishop Ruth said something to me when I first got to that church, and I'll never forget it the rest of my life. She said, your gift is not for you. In other words, it's a present to somebody else.
Right,
and
right.
so if we got the gifts in us, the inheritance that we have, we should be sharing that with other people. And so
that's
if
right.
you are saved, I don't know why would you not invite people to church. If you are saved, why not you introduce them to Christ too? Why are
all
you
right.
holding this and putting it in your pocket and taking it home with you?
Mm-hmm.
The gift that God has given you, we should share. So that inheritance, we should want to give it to everybody. That, now, let me tell you something. You have to be wise, too, because I don't go to work and go down there and down the hall and preach all the way down the hallway. And when I go to
uh-huh.
the bathroom, I don't do all that. I go to work and go to work. Now, if
mm-hmm.
you ask me about the Lord, we're going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't walk around and tell everybody I'm saved. I don't walk around and tell everybody that I'm a minister because I want people to see that in me. And then
right.
they will say, you know, I knew something about you. You know, and I can
mm-hmm.
that opens the door for you to witness to people. So the
That's
inheritance
right.
is that God has given us life and given us more life and abundant life that we can
mm-hmm.
share with others and that they should understand that they would need it too if they was wise.
That's right. Awesome. Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much. And your subject tonight was my testimony. So, therefore, your word being the word of God and your testimony. Tonight, we want to open up the lines. We want you to talk to this man of God tonight. So if you would just press 1 on your phone, we will bring you live on the air. Truly, this has been an awesome word, my testimony, that was coming from Psalms 37 and 25, Corinthians 13 and 11, and also from 1 Corinthians, Hebrew 5, 12 through 15. And we have one in queue. Your phone number is, the first three digits is 404, and the last three digits is 3588. You are now live on the air, caller.
Hey, I just want to just chime in and say thank you, Minister Jones, for such a powerful word. It really motivated me, and it was a right on time word. And I also just want to say, as far as you are talking about the youth and need to help and talk to the youth, I just want to thank you and Pastor Ann and the Butterfields for pouring into these kids and my kids. And with the middle madness, I look at the kids that look forward to coming to practice mm-hmm. for basketball and how they look up to Butterfield and you all. And I just want y'all mm-hmm. to just stay encouraged and know that they're watching you all. They are truly watching you all, and they love to talk to you all and be around you all. So just continue to do what you're doing, because it's not in vain, definitely not. And just thank you again for such an awesome work.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
God bless you. Bless you. We have another in queue, 404. Last four digits is 1933. You are now live on the air, caller.
Hello. This is Mother Weems. I have enjoyed so much tonight hearing Minister Jones, which I call my son. I say so many times, you know, a mother is not only just a mother to her children that came through her, but you're a mother also to those that come to her. And I thank God for Minister Jones. God has brought him into my life, and he has taught this older lady so much by just listening to him. And his wife, I have to include her, because it's not one. I mean, not two, it's one. And I'm just so pleased. And sorry I haven't been in church as much as I was, because I've been sick. My mom used to have been a little bit under the weather, and I still have some testes and probably surgery to do in the days to come. Keep me in prayer. I love you so much, and the word tonight was just to me. I once was old. No, I once was young, and now I'm old. But did I never see the righteous forsaken, neither those that's in the Lord begging for bread. So I tell the people, yes, I'm old now, but you won't see me begging for bread. I'm going to say this when I get off the air. My neighbor told me, she said, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do now, because Trump is going to cut off the food stamps. I said, I know what I'm going to do. She said, what? I said, I was eating before Trump came on, and I'm going to be eating when he's gone. So
yeah,
thank you so much. God bless all of you. I don't know if I'll be there tomorrow or not. It depends on if I get a ride or if I feel like it. Pray for me.
All right. Thank you, Mother Wins. We really appreciate
Amen.
You and continue to be praying for you. And Minister Jones, before we lead a broadcast, we want you to close out, and we want you to pray for Minister Wins and also for everybody else that's on the call tonight and those that may listen in at a later date. We are so glad and so happy that each one of you have tuned in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. We have had a great word tonight, and we are praying that you will take this word with you throughout this week, and that you will witness. That is the reason why you are on tonight, and the reason why you have heard this word is so that you can carry this word to somebody else, and we give God glory and give him praise for it. Mr. Jones, you can close us out.
Yes, again, we thank you, Pastor Butterfield, again, for allowing y'all to use you all for this platform to send this word out through the airways. The word said that God told us that greater things that we will do. And Jesus walked
mm-hmm.
everywhere, but now we got the internet and the phone, and we should reach mm-hmm. millions and millions of people. And so what that
mm-hmm.
said is, we want to go in the word of prayer for healing for all those who
yes.
might be sick. The Bible said, anyone who are sick among you, call the elders of the church, that they will pray the prayer of healing, and it shall be done. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this night. Lord,
thank
we give
Lord.
You thanks. We give you the honor and the praise for who you are in our lives. God, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony tonight. We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
The ears that hear tonight, Lord, and let it be upon their hearts. Lord, that they would take this word and not let it fall on shallow and stony ground. And God, we ask you, Father, that you would have a special blessing in those who might be ailing in their bodies. Lord, we have a special prayer for Stephen Butterfield and Mother Nancy Weems and Emily Jones and whoever that might be on this line or that we know in our hearts that might be sick or shut in. Lord, we know that you are healer, you are provider, you are all in all because you are God.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you right now. We ask you to send a special blessing to those who are listening tonight. Father, let this word be a change of heart in their lives. Lord, that they'll go forth knowing that you are in control. And Father God, because we are older now, we have been seen some things, and Lord, we know that because of you is who we are today. And we give you honor and the praise and glory. Lord, we ask you, Father, those who are not saved in the sound of my voice and those that we know and love, Lord, we ask you to touch them right now that they give their lives to you. And Lord, that they would say to you, Lord, we thank you for who you are, for saving me from out of the world of sin. Lord, we thank you, God, for your people. And Lord, we ask you to use us all to be the glory of your life. And Father, we give you the honor and give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Tell your neighbors and your friends.
Tell your neighbors and your friends. Please tune in again next week on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a great night.